Governor Scott's plan to audit hospitals around the state is coming together. He's just selected 9 people to serve on his hospital funding board. Lynn Hatter reports that this comes as the state awaits the fate of federal funding for the low-income pool for Florida's hospitals.
A complete loss of the low-income pool could turn into a billion-dollar budget gap, and the House and Senate are at odds over what, if anything, to do about it. Some Florida hospitals say they could close if the money goes away and there's nothing to replace it, and their lobbyists are backing the Senate's plan to expand Medicaid as a solution, but the House and governor are opposed. Governor Rick Scott's hospital commission will look at profits and expenses, executive and lobbyist pay, charity care, and health outcomes. Scott has recommended hospitals share their profits to offset any potential losses should LIP be eliminated. Several Florida lawmakers volunteered or requested to serve on the review commission, but none were selected. The group includes several business owners and members of college and university boards of trustees, as well as a member of the Florida Board of Medicine. The legislature reconvenes June 1st to hash out a budget for the upcoming fiscal year. I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.